In Miami's Little Haiti neighborhood today, some people are welcoming Aristide's departure. Others say he was a victim of a U.S.-inspired plot. And as NPR's Philip Davis reports, just about everyone is worried about contacting loved ones back home.
As the news spread in Little Haiti that Aristide was gone, small groups of people took to the streets in impromptu demonstrations. Several of the groups voiced support for Aristide. They blamed George Bush and the CIA for Aristide's sudden exit.
We love you. We want Aristide back to Haiti. George Bush killing democracy and Haiti.
One of the protesters was a Haitian-American named Joseph Paul.
Yeah, I'm angry about this. United States, no matter whatever happened in the world, that's the one who could stop whatever happened from here.
Miami's Haitian-American community celebrated Carnival yesterday, but the festivities in Bayfront Park were subdued. The crowd was sparse. But Marilyn Laurent, who was working at the festival, was smiling anyway, because Aristide was gone.
I said, I'm very happy. Finally, we're going to get liberation. We're going to have freedom. We're going to be able to do the things that we want to do.
Little Haiti has been relatively calm for the past day or two, though police did report one or two cases in which pro- and anti-Aristide groups had clashed. Miami Mayor Manny Diaz said the city recognized that passions were running high on this issue. He said he didn't want demonstrations to get out of hand.
The world is watching us, and we need to show that that Miami is a mature city and that the people of Miami respect individual liberties and that we can have disagreements over particular political issues. But when it comes to expressing ourselves, that we're going to do it in a peaceful manner that respects each other's liberties and each other's freedoms.
The head of Miami's Haitian American Grassroots Coalition is Jean-Robert Lafortune. He said most Haitian Americans here actually are more worried about contacting relatives on the island. Lafortune says he himself has tried many times to call his relatives in Port-au-Prince.
You have busy signal. You have busy. Even in normal time, it's not easy to reach Haiti. So now that crisis going on, it has become 10 times more difficult to reach people back home.
President Bush has made it clear that the U.S. will return any refugee trying to flee Haiti for the United States, but Lafortune anticipates there will soon be a wave of Haitians coming to Miami anyway.
I believe that the exodus is already on. At this time, the Coast Guard has repatriated over 1,000 Haitian refugees.
Lafortune says Haitian refugees should be allowed to land in the U.S. and argue their case. And that is a position that has the support of all of Miami's divided Haitian-American community. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.